All right, so I've talked about this before in other videos or videos, audios. I don't make videos. I'm not cool enough to make videos. I'm a computer geek, and I just don't know how to make YouTube videos. But anyways, it doesn't matter because I wouldn't have any views on YouTube. Just like I don't really have a lot of listens on audio. But I don't care because I'm doing it for myself. Anyways, I've talked about people and offering advice and, you know, how you should know how to offer advice, what the difference is between offering advice and offering an opinion. Advice is something that you've gone through and you've personally experienced, so you can offer your advice on that situation that your friend or somebody who is asking you about it, you can offer them advice. If you haven't gone through that scenario, then all you really can offer them is an opinion. And then even then, you should keep your opinion to yourself if it's a intricate kind of personal problem that you really have no experience in or no factual, you know, anything on it, then you really shouldn't even offer an opinion. You know, if somebody asks you, hey, should I buy a blue car or a red car? Obviously, you can give them your opinion. But if somebody says, hey, you know, I'm thinking about getting hair implants, you know, I guess you get off your opinion on that. But something serious, though, you know, like I'm thinking about getting my leg chopped off. I don't know, like something like that. But the reason why I'm doing this one is, and I've brought it up in other audios, and I'm going to try not to get all ranty on it, but it's offering advice to people that constantly either ask you for advice and you wholeheartedly give it to them. They ask you because they know you've been through the situation before and you give them the advice, but they don't listen to you. So they keep on asking you and you keep on giving it to them, and eventually you're going to get either mad at them, sick of them, or you're just going to ignore them. And so what I've come down to is now if somebody asks me for my advice, I give it to them once and that's it. And if they don't listen to me, I may give them one more chance on, if they ask me on another subject, I may give them another chance, but I'm not going to keep on offering advice or my opinion to anybody if they're just going to keep on either downplaying it, not paying any attention to it, or not using it anyway, because it's just a waste of energy for me. It sounds selfish, but it's really not when you think about it. Think about all the friends or family or anybody that you've ever offered advice to or an opinion, and they went the total opposite way. It's not so much that it's wasting my time, but I'm sick and tired of speaking to walls. I have a few friends right now that are going through personal problems, and I've experienced all those problems they're going through, and I keep on trying to give them advice, but they just keep on being ignorant to the fact. You know, like, one is a raging alcoholic who is about to lose everything because, and I'm talking everything, like, he's going to lose his job, his wife, his children, maybe his house, maybe everything, like, if he does not slow down, but he doesn't want to listen to me. I have never been, since I quit drinking, I've never been the guy that preaches and be like, oh, you got to quit drinking, you got to quit drinking. I've always told people, you know, you're going to do it on your own time. But when it comes down to a situation like this, and he's asking me, you know, I don't know, oh, it's my wife's fault, or oh, it's this fault, or oh, it's I don't have any money, or oh, it's that. No, man, it's because you drink too much. It's exactly what it is. It's because you drink too much. And I didn't really have anybody say that to me. I had people hint towards it, but nobody really said it, you know. Maybe one friend, Jason, he was like the only one that like would knock some sense into me and tell me, but that's the problem. Like, I don't know if it's because people never did it to me, because maybe they did it to me earlier on and I didn't realize it and I just didn't pay any attention to him. But I keep trying to tell this person how he has to either, he doesn't have to stop drinking completely, but he's got to slow down. And I know that's not really a solution, but he's going to lose everything because he cannot see the problem that is right there in his face. All he can see is it's everybody else's fault. It ain't my fault. No, man, it's your fault. It's your fault. The only person that's going to be able to pick you up is you. And that's it. Everybody can be there to help you out and support you. But until you, you know, get off the river denial and figure out where you are, you're going to lose it all. And I can say everything in the world to you. I can give you advice. I can give you opinions. I mean, I can stroke your ego, whatever. It's not going to matter. You're still going to lose it all if you don't pay attention to the advice I'm trying to give you. And so I've given this guy advice quite a few times, and he's right now at the tipping point. He's on the edge, you know, and he's just not listening. And I feel bad. I feel like I can do more, but I can't. I've already done my best, and that's all I can do. It's all any of us can do is only give our best. And the purpose of this message is basically to remember that. Like, you can only offer your best. And if they're not willing to take what you offered, don't feel like you're obligated to keep on offering it. You know, sometimes I used to catch myself, or I would catch myself now, like saying, okay, well, I tried giving this advice. Let me change the advice up a little bit. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter no matter. The only way that that advice may stick is if you offer it in a way that strokes that person's ego. If you say, oh, yeah, you're right. My advice is, yeah, it's your wife's fault. It's, you know, Bill's fault. It's payment, how much money you're making's fault, blah, blah. But, hey, you still need to quit drinking. But, see, it's not going to work because it's going to focus on everything else. Until these people, until whoever asks you, it's not every time somebody asks you for advice, but people have to be willing to listen to you because if their ego is getting in the way of it, they're not really listening to you. And I've done it myself. That's the only reason I can speak like this, because I've been given advice plenty of times on plenty of situations, and it went in one ear and went out the other. I can remember them, but I didn't remember them, and I didn't take them for what they were. I took them for granted. I mean, I there's a good chance I'd still be married if I had paid attention to so many people, including my ex-wife. But, you know, like, it's one of those things, like, this guy, I love him, he's like a brother, but, you know, it's like one of those things. I give him my advice, and then he always says, it is what it is. And I keep trying to get into his head, man. It is what it is until it isn't. And you are about to see what it isn't. And that isn't is going to hurt, you know. And I don't know. There's a lot more cars going down this road than normal. But I try to... Now I've gotten to a point where now I'm just like, you know what? I'll listen. And that's all, and that's what that's what my responsibility is as a friend or as a family member or even as a stranger, as a human. My if I can do it, my responsibility is to listen to somebody else and try to help if I can. But now I'm at a point where with certain people that I just listen and I just shake my head. And I actually had one person call me out on that a few weeks ago, and they're like, you're just going to sit there and go, uh-huh, and yep, and nope. And I was like, yeah, because I've already tried giving you. You keep coming back to me with the same problem, and I keep telling you the same advice or the same opinion. I keep telling you what you've got to do, and you don't want to listen to me. So for now, I don't have the energy. I don't want to waste the energy. I don't want to waste positive energy on just listening to negativity all the time. I don't know what to tell you. It's not that I don't love you. I'll sit here and I'll listen to you, but I'm not going to sit here, stroke your ego. I'm not going to rub your shoulders and tell you everything will be all right, because I've already told you it's not going to be all right, and you don't want to listen. I haven't heard from that person in 2 weeks. Oh, somebody I talk to every other day. But that's how it is. You know, I thought by being that way, I was being selfish or I was being an asshole, but I'm not. And maybe that's my ego talking. I don't really know, but I can only do so much. I can only give you my best, and I've given you my best. If you're not willing to take it, you know, my father used to say, and I always say that, you know, these things in these audios that my father used to say, and that's the thing, as I get older, all these things that my father said as a kid, I'm starting to realize now, and he was so right. You know, me and my father, when he died, we did not go on good terms, and I didn't go see him when he was dying, and I don't know if even then I knew how right he was. I didn't really know how right he was, but if I could give anything right now, it would be to thank him, because I'm starting to realize that everything he said was pretty spot on. You know, and one of the things he said was, you know, like if you help somebody out and they offer you $10 to help them out, take the $10. Don't say nah one time. Say nah, that's all right. You don't have to pay me, man. Don't worry about it. But if you offer it, no, I want you to take it. Then take it. And basically, what he's telling you is that by you saying no, you could actually offend somebody. So the person that's offering you money, if you keep on saying no, you could actually offend somebody, and that's actually happened to me more than once. You know, and so now I help somebody and they offer me money and I just look at them, I go, no, and they go, no, take it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I take it. Now, why that pertains to this is because it's the same thing. If I'm offering you advice and you're not taking it over and over and over again, then guess what? I'm not going to offer it for you anymore. You know, I'm not even going to ask you for help. Well, you know, in that scenario, I'm not going to offer my help because you're not taking it. And if you're not doing anything with it, you know, if you're not taking my opinion, my advice, my constructive criticism, my love, my ideas, my thoughts, if you can't share any of those things with me, then I can't do much more with us. I'm not saying I'm going to end my friendship or my relationship with you, but at the same time, it's not really a friendship or a relationship if you're not listening to me. So this whole message is basically about don't waste your energy. I'm not saying don't waste your time. I'm saying don't waste your energy. Don't allow yourself to be sucked in and make you feel bad because you're not helping that person. And then what it all boils down to is they're not willing to help themselves. They want somebody else to be blamed for it. They want somebody else to help them do it or do it for them. They don't want to do it themselves. It doesn't matter if it's a friend that has a drinking problem, a friend that has a problem paying bill, a friend that has a problem with his girlfriend, a friend. It doesn't matter. We as humans, we all always blame other things. We always blame everybody else. It's everybody else's fault but mine. It's not Mark's fault. It's your fault. You know, and I was that way for so long, so long. And I'm sure I still am, even in little ways. You know, I found myself yelling at a bag of Doritos the other day because the bag, like, you know, they put like less and less amount of Doritos in the damn bag. And I'm like yelling at the bag about it. And I'm just like, it's my fault. I already knew that there was going to be less potato chips in here, so I shouldn't have bought them. So anyways, what I'm saying is, if you're in that situation where you keep on offering a friend advice, my opinion on it is that you can't make yourself feel bad. You can't make yourself feel like you let that person down. You did the best you can do. Remember, one of the number one rules is you can only do your best. You can't do anything more than that. If you try to do anything more than that, it's most likely going to hurt you, and it's just going to enable that other person. Don't do it. I want to help as many people as I can because I've learned a lot about myself and about, I'd like to think about a little bit about life and relationships within this last year. And I only want to offer my advice if I've gone through it personally. And I only want to offer my opinion if I know what I'm talking about. But I have to realize is that I can't do it with everybody, because some people are willing to listen and some people aren't. Some people have open ears and an open heart, and some people just have open ears. And there's a difference. I hope that you understand this message. I pray that you will keep helping those who listen, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help each other. But remember that whenever you're, again, I'm not trying to say waste time, but whenever you're wasting your energy trying to help somebody that's not listening, there's more than likely somebody out there that will listen to you. So focus your energy and divide it up amongst people and give what you can where you can. And that's it. I love you all. Walk in light.